Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Was the vote unanimous?
From a vote standpoint, I can tell you one thing about it, is that our schools, we don't always agree. I mean, I can only talk about since I've been here. We don't always agree. But I think people understand, and I take that from a passionate standpoint, that, we will be together in the Big Ten. And so I just think it's important to make that very clear. And I would rather not, have a detailed discussion about, your question about is a vote unanimous or not unanimous.
Was the vote?
I love that. Presented by Chafe and Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. That was Dave Repson on the Big Ten's own network, asking the Big Ten commissioner, Kevin Warren, if teams like Penn State are going to try to play football despite today's announcement that they're going to go find a place to play or play as an independent, make their own schedule. And Kevin Warren seemed very much put off by that question. I think he felt like he was going into friendly softball airspace, much like Gary Bettman during last night's NHL draft lottery, where it seemed like every question was scripted for him, maybe
what
by
about,
him.
What about Ravitch and Manfred? Wasn't that one a good one, too?
Yeah, but that was on ESPN. That wasn't on MLB Network. That's Big Ten Network.
Well, still, the ESPN shows some baseball games, and Ravitch went out with the old Wolverine claws extended in that interview. But yes, I enjoy Revson putting it right to him. I like it. That's how it should be. That's a little journalism there.
And you know what? He got a good answer, because you did not hear Warren say, nope, we got everybody on the same page. None of these schools are going to go try to play football. We all agree that it's the best decision to wait because the science and all the research backs it up. We did not hear that clip, which I do think makes it very newsworthy. Also newsworthy would be, okay, where does this leave the ACC, and what does this mean for Pitt? What we have right now, thanks to the Sports Business Journal, is a statement obtained from the head of the ACC's medical advisory team. That's a pretty important position, you would think, right now, given everything that's going on. And this is what Dr. Cameron Wolf, who is a Duke infectious disease specialist, has to say about the ACC trying to play football. Quote, can we safely have two teams meet on the field? I would say yes. Will it be tough? Yes. Will it be expensive and hard and lots of work? For sure. But I do believe you can sufficiently mitigate the risk of bringing coronavirus onto the football field or into the training room at a level that's no different than living as a student on campus.
Wait a minute. So he had me till the very last part. I was reading along with you here. At a level that's no different than living as a student. Does he think that all students on campus won't get sick? Like, do these campuses, I'm asking this seriously, maybe I'm just like oblivious here. Do these schools really think that all these kids flooding back in, tens of thousands, is going to mean zero, there will be no cases?
No,
is that how they think this is going to go?
I don't infer that at all from what he said. I think he's saying we are already taking on risk by having students back on campus at our schools, at our ACC schools. And so from his perspective, there is inherent risk in that. And he doesn't think that risk is any different from playing college football. And I do agree with him.
Put in less charitable terms, he's saying we crossed a Rubicon of sorts already. This isn't going to cross it any further.
I agree with him on that. I think there is an inconsistency if you do it all one way or a different. Like, to me, if it isn't safe to have, you know, players congregate to play football, it probably isn't safe to have them all living in a dorm together. I would think a medical expert would look at both, you know, situations, both social situations, and say, this probably isn't a good idea. And yet the universities, because they want to charge high tuition rates and high room and board rates, are welcoming students back. Like, to me, like, you are having it both ways if you say, yeah, we think it's safe for you to spend $40,000 a year to have your kid come live with us for 3 months. But, oh, no, we can't let you play football, or we can't let you do cross country.
Yeah,
we can't let you do any fall sports.
Well, especially with football, it's the same thing as having your kid come and live at our school for three or four months. It's, we want your money. And with football players, it's, we're giving them tuition, but they make us a lot of money, which we also want. Seems pretty straightforward, no?
Yes. No, I got you there.
Well, no, I don't think I'm misrepresenting it. I'm sure people out there who are like, there was a guy who called into the sports call last night and said, I love college football more than the NFL because those guys are playing for love of the game and for the guy next to them, and they're not playing, you know. And of course I pounced, and I just laughed at him, and yeah. Richie had to, like, I was like an attack dog that had to be pulled off the guy. But, and he said, I can't watch these pro players cashing big checks. So apparently you're okay with all the college administrators who benefit from this cashing big checks, right? Because that's the only reason this is happening, and they are still going to try to make this happen perhaps in other conferences, is the money. In the end, and I want to make this clear, this is like the old Homer Simpson line about money, except for his is beer. Beer is the cause of and solution to all the world's problems. Money is the cause of and solution to college football's problems. Pay the players, treat them like employees, have them unionize, collectively bargain this stuff. Voila! All of these conferences would be playing in the fall. They would be. If they had done this from the start, they would play in the fall.
Yeah, all signs, I think, are pointing to the ACC playing football. I would, unless there is some kind of protest that comes from maybe the players and their parents that, you know, all of a sudden they have a great awakening and they say this isn't a good idea, or there is some kind of crisis that pops up, some kind of outbreak that forces everybody to change their mind, I would expect right now that the ACC would say, all right, Pac-12, Big Ten, that's what you're going to do. We disagree with your decision. We're not all blind sheep following the Big Ten. We have our own doctors. We have our own university leaders, and we're going to try this. We've got a later start date than the Big Ten. We've got more time. We'll see how the rest of fall camp goes. If when students come back on campus, there's a massive amount of positive tests, well, maybe that will force us to change our minds and cancel the season. But as of right now, what does the ACC have? Like, what is going on at Pitt, Chris, that would lead you to think that university should shutter off or close down its football program? They're not having a lot of positive tests. I don't think they're having any positive tests.
So far, so good. I'm just saying, like, you haven't had students come back in mass. And that's when I think, as Mike Tomlin would say, the rubber meets the road here.
Yeah, and then you cross that bridge when you get to it.
I know. And I think that they could start the season. I think it's going to be tough to finish it. I think what would be most interesting about this is if all the conferences were to cancel and push back to the spring, and you just saw some schools go completely rogue. And there was a
that's
loose
what you're rooting
confederation
for.
Of,
you are rooting for the chaos.
Well, no, because I'm not rooting for it. I sympathize with – I don't like college football as much as a lot of the people out there who are really bummed by this do. I mean, I like it, but I certainly don't love it. I'd rather watch the NFL. My point is, though, I would like for the myth of amateurism to die a fiery, painful death in a bunch of schools solely for the
Craig.
Money. Striking out on their own to do their own thing would be the final nail in that coffin, I would think.
Heather, like, looks at her cell phone. It's got, like, a central PA area code. She picks it up. Hey, Heather, this is James in State College. I apologize for the just like Akron line. Anyways, I'm trying to now put together my own schedule this fall.
We're barnstorming. Would you like to play? Can you imagine if James in State College made that call to Pat in the North Hills?
Yep.
Oh, James, yeah, we'd love to play.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.